Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
All right, so if you didn't win tickets to see Oza Motley and sit on the party deck, you can still go to the concert. It's a free concert. Oza Motley, presented by Miller Lite at KC Live in the Power Light District. But if you'd like an upgrade, a premium upgrade, they are available at powerandlightdistrict.com. But I'll be there. Come on out. Oza Motley with Miller Lite and Sports Radio 810 WHB Saturday night. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for the next hour because we have Tim Grunhard. Oh, my dad's here, too. Oh, no.
Bring him out.
Give us a segment before we bring him in here.
All right.
Let's settle in because I'm looking for... Hold on.
We got some sausage here, too?
No, I'm looking for something.
What?
I don't see it.
What are you looking for?
No, I'm looking for the autographed copy of your book that I've been promised. I don't see it with you.
You know what? I have to bring it to you. I don't know.
You do.
I just don't. And it's Fridays are tough for me.
Is it? I see you at all these signings. I know you got your hands on copies.
I mean, you can't come and bring my two best buddies, the twin girls. And then, of course, you know.
They would have to want to spend time with me before I did that.
Yeah. I feel your pain there, buddy.
They're going to the Pius game because Pius is playing Chillicothe.
Are you invited?
I have to work. Thanks for bringing that up. I'll be at the Macabre Cinema tonight from 7 until 10.
How many years is this now?
They were thrilled to hear that, by the way. You mean you're not going to be there?
How many years? God, you've been doing this for at least 20 years.
10, 11, 20, that 30. Feels like 20. I don't know. But, you know, so I was there at the Maryville game last week, Pius won. There we go.
I know.
In the fourth quarter. And they were not happy with that. And they're, you know, but they're all, you know, they're running around. Yeah, they're talking and they're trying to, you know, they're eighth grade. They're preparing.
Are you kind of watching and seeing?
Oh, I'm watching everything.
Talking to boys.
I'm watching it all. I see everything.
Little Stephen St. John's out there.
Please don't say that. Never. No. Better than me. Trust me.
Right, Pops? Right? And, you know, there's a little Stephen St. John out there for everybody.
Are we going to do a book signing up in St. Joe or not?
Yes, we are.
Do you already have one scheduled?
Because I told you that John at Hi Ho wants us up there. Hi Ho.
Can we make
that? Yes. I have to get to the North Line, too. I want to get to Gladstone. I've gotten a lot of different
requests. Where do you want to go in the North Line?
Your house.
What about Dominic's Casual Italian with Big Tom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, we'll have you in there and then we'll give you lasagna.
Hey, let's get my people with your people.
Last time we did that, once again, your wife made us stop.
I know. And so, well, you know, I don't drink anymore, so I'm just a boring guy now. So,
where's the book? So, how's the book going?
Book is going great. Thanks for asking. We had a great drop, they call it. The book dropped on Monday, and I had a book signing at Barnes & Noble on Monday. A lot of great people there, and then I had a book signing at Rainy Day Books on Wednesday.
Snowstorm Sandy and Weird Wolf showed up.
Yes, they did, and went to Roberts Robinson yesterday up in Excelsior Springs, and then on Saturday, Made in Kansas City in Corinth Square, and there's a lot of KU fans are like, Grunny, why would you schedule a book signing during a KU football game? You know, this has been scheduled now for 8 months. I didn't realize that KU would be 3-0. I am glad. I'm excited. I am thrilled. I am just above the moon.
Over the moon, I guess. Are you?
But you know what? I didn't control this.
How can people buy this book?
They can go to timgrunhart.com. They can go to any of the finer bookstores around town. And I know that Henhouse and Hy-Vee are going to be getting them in pretty soon. It's a great read. Everybody has loved it. I'm waiting for somebody to say, listen, it sucked. It was terrible. I haven't had one person.
That?
I don't know. You know, some people are mean and wicked and just want to make people feel bad, but they haven't done it yet. So I'm very excited. I wrote the book for you. I didn't write it for me. I wrote it for you.
Me or the people listening? What are you talking
you
about?
You and all the people. Okay. And I, for you personally. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Thank you, Marco.
Has there been any negative feedback from people that have been mentioned in the book?
No. I mean, everything's been very positive. There's nothing real negative in there. Talk about Carl Peterson wearing two different shoes when he
did
ran.
You
I mean, that was
to,
the only one he's like, I don't remember doing that. I
did
said,
you
well,
have
you
to
did.
Pay Carl Peterson to write the foreword?
No.
Would you have if he would have said, you know,
sure,
give me a little something
sure,
here?
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
I would have done anything for Carl Peterson. Was very nice and cordial, and but he said, "Hey, I want to read it, the manuscript."
Right. And he didn't like that one anecdote.
He just he wasn't real thrilled with that. But other than that, you know, listen, Marty and Carl and their staff is the one who built the foundation here with the Kansas City Chiefs and put his players out and got us out into the community and built relationships, and the relationships still stand to this day. Becky, I saw Becky yesterday up at Excelsior Springs at Roberts Robinson, and then I saw Sandy and Weird Wolf over at Rainy Day Books. And there's always people that are just coming up, and you know the one thing is
has X Factor come out to the book signings?
He has not been there yet, but you know we take his money. But I will tell you this, and I'm not just saying this because
we'll take his money.
Damn Skippy, I would. Maybe he can save money for something else.
For the love of God, please let him hear this. Thank
yeah,
you. Go ahead.
But I will say this, that everybody says, hey, listen, I listen to you guys in the mornings on 8:10, and I love it, and it's great. You guys are awesome.
Really?
You make me laugh in the mornings. You know, you kick off the weekend great. Oh, it's just, you know what? You don't know what kind of influence and what kind of...
I don't.
What kind of, you know, mood-changing, just... glorious attitude that you cause on a Friday morning.
That's you know what? Tell me more. No. Okay, so
let's go to the Chiefs and talk about.
Well, you know, you mentioned this Kansas. So you spent time around that program. That's a big. They got a sold out crowd.
Man, I'm so happy.
Taking
for
on
him.
Duke, a battle of undefeated teams.
I'm so happy for him. I am so thrilled. I wish Colin didn't have the injury he had last year and was still on the team. It would have been great to experience that and be a part of the family. I'm still the extended family since I coach there and send a son there. And I'm very happy for him. I think Coach Leipold is an excellent coach. I'm glad that that he's doing well. Rob Ainello, who I've known for 25 years, is on the staff too. And I know he does a lot of stuff behind the scenes and has done a great job. So listen, congratulations to KU fans. You deserve it. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy it. You know, this game this week against Duke will be close, but I think KU will win the game. They're at home with a sold-out crowd, the electricity in that stadium. You know, even when the stadium only has about 30,000 people in there, you can feel the electricity there. But I can imagine now with 56,000 or whatever the sellout is. Congratulations to them and the new AD. I'm drawing a blank on his name from Northwestern. He's done a great job.
Travis Goff.
Yeah, Travis has done a great job of bringing in. Quality people, not only in the coaching staffs, but just kind of in the periphery, in the front office, and in the sports departments. He's done a great job. They really have got things going there. So congratulations to KU.
Good
deal.
They say a lot of the credit goes to
who?
Greg Gurley.
Greg Gurley deserves a lot of it. You know,
most of us, but some people say. But it's also the person that says that's Greg Gurley, and so I'm not sure that
the Williams Fund certainly helps us to keep that place going, and Greg does a great job with the Williams Fund.
You feel like talking some sense into me?
Yeah,
I watched a lot of this Colts Jags game where they were shut out by Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I watched Matt Ryan, and I watched some of the game against the Texans, and I can't help but to think. Boy, does this guy look washed up. And that's not beyond the stretch of imagination that at 37 years old, the Falcons kind of evaluated. So, you know what? Let's get off this train before it derails. Flip him over to Indianapolis, and then they go with Marcus Mariota until they decide who's going to be the future quarterback. He just doesn't look good. And I know he didn't have his receivers. Didn't have Michael Pittman. He's been whatever.
Yeah.
He just didn't look good to me. And the Colts were expected, and they still could be. Anything can happen, only 2 weeks, but they were expected to be a playoff team. They knew they were going to be 2-0 because they're playing the Texans and the Jags, but instead they're 0-1-1. So they come back for their home opener, bruised and battered, with a quarterback that has one touchdown pass and four interceptions. And here I am, and I look at the Chiefs, and they're favored by 5.5, and I'm thinking the Chiefs are going to win by double digits. Matt Ryan is done. The Colts suck. Am I falling for it right here? Am I taking the bait?
Yeah, I think you're taking the bait
little bit. Talk some sense in a minute.
No, listen. Chiefs are a better football team. It's as simple as that.
Right.
It's a quarterback-driven league. They have a better quarterback. the Chiefs have to be able to stop the run. They've done a good job so far this year. I think they're giving up 3.9 yards a carry, which is towards the top half of the league in defense against the run. The last 4 or 5 years, they've been up at, you know, 4 or 5 yards a carry at times. So they've knocked it down a yard, which is a big deal in the NFL. The running back for Indianapolis,
Jonathan Taylor,
is probably the best running back in the league. So they're going to try to establish run. But here's the deal: when you don't have a quarterback that scares the hell out of defensive coordinators, you can start putting a bunch of people up in the box and limit. And that's what's been happening to Taylor and the Colts.
And he has no chance of hurting you with his legs.
No,
like, you know, you go from Kyler Murray, but then even Justin Herbert can hurt you if something's opened up. They got a statue now. And that's one thing you don't have to worry about.
I think the Chiefs win this game. I don't think they're going to cover.
5.5?
I don't think they're going to cover. No, you can get it. I think some people got it at 6 and 7. I think
what
it's
do you got it at in there, parlay man?
I'm showing 5.5 today.
Five and a half today. But I think earlier in the week you could have got it at 7 or 6. But
6.5 was the original.
What if I can get it at 5.5 right now in DraftKings Sportsbook?
I think that I'd stay away from that bet. But I think It's a home opener for the Colts.
But those fans could turn on them.
Yeah, they have the best offensive line, at least in the top five offensive lines in the league.
Better than the Chiefs?
Better tackle position.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely a tackle position. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit if you want. Chiefs offensive tackles are struggling, especially in pass protection right now. Really, the whole offensive line is struggling a little bit in pass protection. Run blocking, they're doing great. Pass blocking, they're struggling a little bit, and you don't want that to happen. They have a solid front seven, and so it's going to be, you know, listen, it's an NFL football team. They're licking their wounds. It's they got their home opener. If the Chiefs come out and they score quick and score often, especially early in the game, then you take the crowd out,
put it on them, and then they'll
put it on them. But if the Chiefs let them stay in there and it's a close game in the first half, that crowd will wake up and it'll be a tough game. I still think the Chiefs win the football game, but you know, I think by about 3 or 4.
Okay, so Jonathan Taylor, I'll play this clip for you of Spags talking about Jonathan Taylor, and then I want you to tell me the challenge of slowing him down without Mike Dana, certainly without Willie Gay. And so tell me, let's hear Spags talking about Jonathan Taylor.
The Gen Stats is always putting out clips, right? So there's 3 of them on there where they've got him busting out through the line, and then over on the bottom right is he's clocked his miles per hour, right? So by the time he gets to the second level linebackers, he's at like 22 miles per hour. That sticks out. You know, if you let him get through the second level, he's a tough tackle for the guys on the back end. And then aside from that, I mean, even last week he ran over a safety. He's got power, he's got speed, right? And I think the scheme that Frank has been using with him really fits him. I see a little bit of, or a lot of, when Le'Veon Bell was in Pittsburgh, and they used to hand him the ball, and he used to bounce and find it. You know, he'd let the seam open up because he's got a good offensive line, and then poof, he's gone. So he's going to be the number one focus, obviously.
Okay, so Stan Weber said earlier that Willie Gay was very important to have against the Chargers because of their weapons and Austin Eckler being a receiver out of the backfield because Willie Gay is so good in coverage. He said in this game, you'd love to have Willie Gay, but the more important linebacker in this is a Nick Bolton game, and I like the way that sounds. But look, you'd love to have Willie Gay too. How much will losing Willie Gay hurt with Darius Harris stepping into his role?
Well, I think you got to have some makeup speed, and Willie Gay and obviously Nick Bolton have that. When you're going up against a running back like Taylor, he does a really good job of setting the front side and then getting back to the backside, especially in zone runs. And a lot of times, linebackers, especially, listen, the point emphasis this week for the defense is, hey, listen, you've got to limit the running game of the Colts. You've got to do it. We have to make them one-dimensional, and that one dimension's got to be the pass. And you can do that 2 ways. Number one is by bringing a bunch of people up in the box. And the second way is, which I think the Chiefs are going to try and do, is put a bunch of points up so that they have to throw the ball.
That's a great point.
But when you have linebackers that have the speed and agility that Bolton and Gay have, you can get away with overrunning plays or overemphasizing, getting to that front side gap, because you can – adjust athletically and get back.
The recovery speed, because they didn't have that with Ben Neiman and Sorensen and Matthew. That's the good thing about this youthful defense and getting all those better athletes in there. Like you said, they can recover from mistakes.
When you over-pursue, and they're going to do that early in the game because, listen, they've been watching all week, and they say, hey, listen, you know, we've got to find a way to get to our responsibility, get to our gaps, and be gap solid. Taylor does a really nice job of setting people, getting linebackers to move with his eyes and his shoulders, a lot like Marcus Allen used to do. Now, Marcus Allen wasn't as big as Taylor, but we used to watch Marcus, with his head and his eyes move linebackers. He would block linebackers on his own, and then he would plant his foot, and he'd be able to call them cutty because he was able to cut back and get to, two gaps away from where he was originally set up. Taylor has a little bit of this. So at the linebacker position, you're going to get set. You're going to over-pursue. That's just the nature of the beast. It's the nature of the game. It's what they're trying to do to you. And offensive line know that. So what they do is when they're doing that stretch or they're doing that inside run and they're reaching guys up at the linebacker position and those guys are fighting across the face because they want to keep leverage, right at that point when they start to get across is when they'll take their off arm and turn them, and now all of a sudden you have the cutback. Great speed athletic linebackers are able to bounce back to that gap and adjust, just like any other defensive player. The first move is good, but the second move is what makes your money. Whether you're pass rushing, whether you're in a run block, when you're extending your arms and you're peeking in the backfield and you shed a guy to make a play, as a linebacker, you have to have that secondary move to get yourself back in a position to have success in the defensive scheme and making plays. So Willie Gay and Bolton are really good at this. Why is this a Bolton game? Because Bolton can do that. Now, can the other two linebackers that the Chiefs have, can they do that? That Chanel and
Harris.
Darius Harris has a pretty good sample size, but obviously he's not as athletic as Gay. So that's what worries me a little bit is if you see early in the game, one of the reasons I do radio is because I love to make the game more exciting and knowledgeable for people out there. So here's what I want you to watch. I want you to watch how the guards and the centers for the Indianapolis Colts get up on the second level, and our linebackers sitting down and trying to get their hands on them and shed, or are they flying to the gap that they're responsible for? If you see that, then the cutback is what you want to look for. Is the Colts running game relying on that cutback? Is Taylor planting his foot and getting back? Those are the things that the Chiefs are going to have to stop. And the other thing is, which worries me a little bit, is, listen, Matt Ryan has not looked good. I don't think he's as bad as he's looked, but obviously he's not as good as he used to be. But the one thing that you can do when you have an aggressive young defense like the Chiefs do is you can work that play-action pass stuff. And will the safeties, Will Reed and Thornhill, be peeking in the backfield? And will the linebackers be flying hard to get to that gap to limit the running game? And when they do that, that's when you start hitting some of these play actions. I lived in that world, okay? That was the world I lived in with Steve DeBerg. That's the world I lived in with Dave Craig. That's the world I lived in with Bono, the play-action pass, because we like to run the ball, we like to be physical, and then after a while, those safeties, they just can't help themselves.
Boom.
They just want to get up there. They want to make a play. They want to peek in the backfield. They want to be involved. They want to get on the highlights. They want to make a play. That's what they're there for. They want to make a play. But you've got to stay within the scheme of the defense. If you start to do things that you're not supposed to do, or you start to do other people's jobs, that's when this Colts offense will have success. If the Chiefs are disciplined enough to do their own job, to stay within the scheme of their defense, and to focus in on letting other people do their jobs and you do your job, then the Chiefs will have a great game. It'll be a breeze for the Chiefs, and we'll all be sitting there in the fourth quarter with our feet up, eating our hot dogs and our wings and enjoying the football game. But if the Chiefs start to get a little bit, and I don't want to say selfish, But if they start to do things outside of their responsibility and they start to try to peek in the backfield and do a little bit more than they're supposed to do and they don't stay within the scheme of the defense, that's when Taylor will get the cutback. That's when Ryan will hit the play-action pass. That's when you'll see some screens. That's when you'll see things that are taking advantage of an undisciplined, young, aggressive defense. And that's the only thing that scares me.
You act like you want to hit somebody.
Right? I do.
You got
it's Rocker's Miege Day today. Got a great football Saturday.
Whoa, Rocker's Miege.
Yeah, Rocker's Miege.
So that brings it out of you. Is that what it is?
There's a lot that brings it out
of
me
today. Say something about Rocker's Miege. Give us before we break.
Well, they're already out there tailgating.
Are they?
Yeah.
Rockers from Miege.
Rockers from Miege. They're all together. There's a huge tents that have been set up. Huh? They're expecting about 6,000-7,000 people out there.
6,000 or 7,000?
Yes. Yes, sir. It's going to be a great night. Very fired up for it. Love my friends. A bunch of great people that I've befriended over the years from Rockhurst. I have never played against Rockhurst at Miege. Last year we went out to Rockhurst. It was a close game. They ran the ball at the very end and was able to beat us with a late touchdown, which is kind of grinding it out against us. This year, we're at Miege. It's going to be an unbelievable matchup. So I'm just excited about that, too. I'm excited about Pius and Chillicothe.
Yeah.
Excited about that. The Battle of 36 Highway, baby.
The St. Pius had a big chili cook-off before they played Chillicothe. They are. I'm mad that I missed it.
Are they at Pius?
Yes, they are.
All right, so they're coming down 36 over to 35 and then getting off there on what is that road there that right off of 35 to get to Pius?
Yeah, whatever.
Huh?
Davidson Road?
Davidson Road. Love Davidson Road.
That's right.
The Shell Station.
What are you shaking your head for in there?
He got mad at me. He said, you know what? He said that Steven talks way too much Pius football.
That's exactly right. I do.
He said he talks way too much. When I was driving in, I was just so excited to be listening about St. Pius football.
So was I.
And then Marco's like, yeah, aren't you tired of listening to St. Pius football?
Keep winning, and I'll keep talking about St. Pius football. And I'll keep talking until Coach Anthony Simone puts my ass on the sideline.
You know what? We can use a nice big glass of Netco coffee right now. I just, you know, Simone's.
We have a nice big glass of whiskey right now between me and you. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey!
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey!
Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Oh, you want him in here? Dad, I think he wants you to talk. Come on.
Hey, I asked your dad if he has to show a passport or something to get across the Missouri River. Because he said he's driving here, he got lost. I said, you know, it's not a whole different country over here.
How many times you... No, I will say this. I did not know my grandfather on my dad's side very well, but I remember ever since I was a little kid, my dad would tell me that my grandfather...
That your dad, the one right here?
Yes, okay. Ed St. John, would say that he did not like Overland Park drivers very much, and then you don't either, and you say that you're...
Wow.
But this is a Rosedale guy. He was in Rosedale, Kansas, and then Northeast, and now the Northland. North End was thrown in there, but you...
He's a North.
You don't...
He's the king of the North.
You're not comfortable. You don't enjoy driving at Overland Park. Is that right?
Well, just put it this way. I got lost coming out here this morning.
Now, how many times have you been out?
And that is no kidding.
Where do you lost
it?
Yeah.
Who do you think showed me the way out here? Michael.
Okay. Michael.
Well, Mike Albanese. And
so it's Michael's fault you got lost?
No, he's the one that found this place.
Oh.
And guess what? He ain't been around for a long time.
And
yeah.
So I
picked him up on 18th Street in Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, that's not good.
That's where they live. Oh, yeah, they got a nice little neighborhood. So I just figured I'd stay on 18th Street. That's Metcalf.
18th and Parallel?
18th, period.
Oh.
18th and...
I thought you were talking about 18th and Parallel.
No, I don't know where you're in.
And so I just went straight out. Next thing I know, I'm on 151st Street.
That's a good place, that 151st Street. But
151st?
Don't ask. I don't know.
You know, you're now. You're pretty close to going over to that, but botanical gardens over there off 179th.
Yeah,
you could have looked,
that's
what I wanted, could have looked at the pumpkins and the flowers and stuff out there.
That would have been beautiful. He's here for, we're going to do an episode of Hot Mic with SSJ.
Well, how come I haven't been invited on that?
Are you ready to promote this book? But see, I'm going to ask you things you don't want to answer. It's
there's
a different deal
involved.
Have you ever asked me a question that I have not given you an answer?
I've
a straight
you,
answer,
yeah,
and
sometimes.
A lot of times, you know, I've almost been fired for some of the answers I've
given.
We'll
you even answer his daughters when they say, put that chicken down.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, this was, that was before the, was that the World Series
that
parade?
That was the World Series
and
parade.
He walks in there and he takes one of their
chicken fingers off the table.
I
stopped drinking. I was eating your daughter's chicken wings.
But, so you will, if you, I want you to come on there and promote the book.
Yeah.
I had to take care of, you know, Jake's got this book that he says is coming out. Jake.
Oh, Jake.
He now has a cover, and he says the book will be out at the end of the year. So.
And drinks will be on Jake.
Wasn't he writing that book up in Colorado for a year?
So that was, we did that podcast on Wednesday. That's released. If you want to hear the latest.
All right.
And for people that are asking, even for people that don't.
I'm not going to swear on your thing.
One of the, well, you have to.
No.
One of the biggest reveals about this latest podcast is Jake has indeed, as of 3 weeks ago, he is now looping. Would you like to know what that is?
He's a caddy?
Do you know what that is?
He's a caddy.
He's looping.
He's looping.
Like the movie something that Aaron Rodgers would do?
They don't have to mind anything.
Jake is now.
Is that a sexual thing?
For some, it could be. I'm just going to tell you this. I don't know.
Did you say looping? Looping or pooping?
Looping. Well, which means every morning. He drinks a glass of his own urine.
No. I don't want to hear that. No.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I didn't want to hear it either. It's on the podcast.
Then you hear me say he's supplying the drinks.
Yeah,
on that
podcast. There you go. So if you want to hear more about that,
Mr. St. John, why do you know what that means?
The health benefits. Why does he know what anything means?
I'm very disturbed.
Look at his search history.
An older gentleman with a distinguished career knows about
also,
drinking
also, something
urine.
Else.
Like
to, we talked about this on the show. And so now, where's Lebo? Todd!
Lebo puts it on his head to grow his hair.
Don't tell me that!
Get in here.
This is work. This is what we do here.
It's time.
I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
We had a controversy. I don't know if my dad knows we talked about this. The Life 360.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you utilized that? Do you understand the Life for any of you?
Yes.
Okay. He claims that he did not turn his Life 360 off. His wife says it was turned off so she could not find his location. Is that, having knowledge of this, I don't use this app, whose side do you take here?
Could he take Steve St. John Sr.'s side.
Yeah.
So
he
could have erroneously turned it off without, accidentally.
Anything could happen. I trust Steve St. John.
Really, anything could happen.
You could drop
it in your glass of looping.
Right.
You don't even know.
So now, is that cleared up now?
About what?
Does she know where you are? What do you mean about what? The Life 360?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I should have looked on the 360 because she definitely got me on there.
Okay. But there was an accusation that you turned it off.
No.
No, he would never.
Was that cleared up? Is she able to locate you?
I never did delve into it any farther.
Right. So there we go. Marco, we can help. Marco tried to teach you what a digital wallet was at Tequila Harry's. Remember that?
Yeah.
I looked like you were going to smack him when he said that. You thought he was making fun. But see, there is a digital wallet, right, Marco? You can help him. Can you help him with the Live 360?
Yeah.
There it is. He can handle
it. Digital wallet. There you go.
All right. So let's get back to this game. We got the Chiefs and the Colts.
Yes,
the Chiefs are favored by 5.5. Mm-hmm. And so you said you wanted to talk about the Chiefs' tackles not playing very well. Andrew Wiley and Orlando Brown Jr. Tell me what you've been seeing from the Chiefs' offensive tackle. Because you said the offensive line in general hasn't played as well as you'd like to see.
Just in the pass protection, they've been struggling. I know Marco sent me some kind of chart. Being the great producer he is, but I can't read this thing.
What chart is it? Let me see.
I sent it to your Twitter. The nerds are agreeing with you.
I know they are, but I don't know what that means. I'm looking for the little Chiefs emblem, and it's like all over the place here. But listen, I think the tackles are struggling a little bit. I think we knew they were going to struggle a little bit because the defensive ends in the AFC West and the defensive ends they played have been pretty talented. Maybe Bosa. And the dude, what's his name? The guy who was with the Bears. And
Khalil Mack.
How are we supposed to understand this?
You understand that? That's what he sends us.
I don't understand that.
Geometry. It's algebra.
There you go.
It's algebra.
Do you realize that, and this is a true story, and I don't want people to say, This is no indictment on the University of Notre Dame education.
Hey, don't say the word indictment with my dad.
Yeah,
would you please not
Either
do that?
One.
He's real jumpy about that. But choose your words,
the
please.
Final math class I had to take was calculus. It was like advanced calculus. And I never got a question right the whole semester. And the teacher's like, listen, you really have tried hard. You've done your homework. You've
you
done
tried,
everything.
At least.
And we're going to give you a C minus.
See?
I mean, just because you tried. I mean, listen, if do yourself a favor and never have any kind of involvement with calculus in any career that you choose.
But that's
I said, don't worry about that.
No, but that's a lesson to kids. At least try.
Yeah. So
put
I tried. I mean, literally, I never got a question right. Well, it was advanced calculus. The calculus class I did okay, but it was brutal. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I you know what? I didn't either.
I was an English major. I stuck with that.
But so this looks like advanced calculus to me.
So, but what do you? What is your trained eye see?
My trained eye is there's two things. Listen, the Chiefs are struggling a little bit with some speed rush. Both tackles are heavy-handed. Which means that they're both, you know, their hands and their head are connected a little bit. So when they're going for that punch and they are on the edges, they're missing. And, you know, you got to kind of buy time. Pass protection is about buying time. And by the way, you pass protect with your feet. And when you watch both tackles, Andy Heck, I'm sure, is correcting this. Their feet are a little bit too tight together. When your feet are a little bit too tight together and you go for your punch, your head and your hands will go forward. And when you go forward a little bit, any just minute amount of lean, you're going to get beat in the NFL because those guys are that good. In the middle, I think they're doing okay. The one thing is, and you know, everybody's like, well, don't pick on Creed Humphrey. I'm not picking on him. But
don't pick on
the
him.
The one thing that the teams have seen from him is what we call a green dog delay blitz, that they're bringing linebackers from depth, and he's been on the edge or struggled a little bit with picking those guys up. And that's part of defensive coordinators watching the film from last year and saying, okay, listen, we know that you can't bull rush this kid. And we know that when you got a guy on this kid, he's heavy-handed and he's strong and he's physical in the middle. And with those two sideboards, he's great. So what you do, you open him up a little bit and you bring guys from depth and try to make guys miss because he's a big, aggressive guy, a lot like I was. And, you know, when you see that happening with guys being aggressive, you want to take guys and linebackers. The whole thing is a linebacker, and this was a great point that Alex Gibbs told me, God rest his soul. They're never going to run you over, all right? They're going to try and make you. They're going to try to make you miss. So a lot of times you see these linebackers coming and they're foaming at the mouth and their eyes are looking in your eyes and they're coming for a bull rush and then you want to get your hands on them, you want to hit them, and then next thing you know they're gone because they're making you miss. So you kind of just got to get your hands on them and guide them out one way or the other and just roll them out. You cannot stone linebackers from depth because they're quite frankly more athletic than you are. So that's the Chiefs are struggling a little bit within those two aspects. I think the tackles are struggling a little bit with getting on edges and guys are getting around on them. And inside, I think some of these green dog or delay blitzes are hurting the guys inside a little bit. They're still a great offensive line, and I am not critiquing them negatively. I'm just telling you the things they need to work on. Because guess what? Everybody needs to work on something, including Patrick Mahomes, including Hilaire, including Travis Kelce, including the offensive line, including the defensive line, including the defensive backs. That's part of the gig, man. You got to keep working. You got to keep studying. You got to keep watching film, and you got to keep growing. If you think you get comfortable and you think you got to figure it out, your ass is going to get beat.
But see,
and that's what worries me about this week. They're 2-0. They feel pretty good. The Colts look like crap. You're going in there. This is a trap game. So, you know, you better
that.
It is. You better go in there, and you better play your best game, and you better be smart, and you better not be over-aggressive, and you better not take anything for granted because this team will beat you. This is an NFL football team that's been good over the last 4 or 5 years. The quarterback's struggling a little bit, but this is a good offensive line, a good running back, a good front seven. Their wide receivers are not on the same page with the quarterback. But let's not have that happen this week. You got me? Let's not have that happen this week. Let's have the Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs, I think, have, 15 sacks this year already. Get after the quarterback, pressure the quarterback, make them one-dimensional where they have to pass the ball, and you will win this football game. But if you let Matt Ryan beat you with some play actions or get a deep ball, or all of a sudden you're starting to do your own thing on the defensive side and Taylor's cutting back and making big plays, because just like Spags said, when this guy gets green grass and white lines, you know, white lines, we're talking about the hashes. We're not talking about anything else. Green grass and white lines, his ass is gone. He's gone. He is explosive. He's as good as anybody running the ball in open spaces. So and he's a big dude. So this is a game that the Chiefs are going to have to play well, man. This is not a game where we can all kind of sit back and relax, take a deep breath, and think that they got it all figured out. Because you played against the Chargers, and, you know, you won a game, you grinded a game out. You didn't look good in the first half. Second half, defense stood up. And in the second half, the offense did what they needed to do. In the first game against the Cardinals are just not a very good football team. And, you know, neither team knew what they had. Now there's some film on both teams. And believe me, the Colts coaches are pretty damn good coaches, just like the Chiefs coaches. And they're looking at what the offensive line struggles with, what the defensive line struggles with, and they're trying to take advantage of that. The hardest thing in sports to me is to win an NFL football game, because you only have one a week, and there's a bunch of smart guys over there looking at what you do, and they're trying to take advantage of your weaknesses. And the Chiefs have some weaknesses that the Colts are going to try to take advantage of. The crux of the whole thing is the Chiefs have to realize what their weaknesses are and address them and work them out and get better, because if they don't do that, then they're going to lose a couple, some games, and this could be one of them.
You got anything special from CDB American Shaman in that coffee? I mean, you're wired today. You got...
It's game day, man.
You don't like Rockhurst.
I love Rockhurst.
It doesn't seem like it.
I want to beat them.
Yeah.
I want to beat their ass. Right. But I love them. Right. I mean,
are
sorry.
Are you ready for some football?
Hey, Tom Freeman is like a brother to me.
And not today.
They named the damn locker room after him.
Not today, Tom Freeman. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Don't forget, I'll be the MC at the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's coming up on October 2nd. You can join my walk team, SSJ's Walkers and Talkers. If you go to alzwalkkc.org and join my team, you'll be registered to win a drawing that includes a couple of tickets to an upcoming Chiefs game and $100 to Joe's KC Barbecue. And you can show up and walk with me October 2nd down at the World War I Museum and the Monument. It'll be a great day that Sunday morning. And don't forget, the Chiefs play Sunday night, so you don't have to worry about missing any football on Sunday morning, October 2nd, for the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's. I will be the MC. Tim Grunhard, what's the final score going to be between the Chiefs and the Colts on Sunday in Indianapolis?
28-24, Chiefs win the football game.
It's not a cover.
I told you they're not going to cover.
Okay, so then...
And then... guys, come and visit me since
where?
We're doing a promotion.
Where?
Made in KC, September 24th, which is Saturday, 11 a.m. in Prairie Village over in Corinth Square. So pop out over there. I'll be doing a book signing from 11 to noon. I know that everybody's going to the KU game, but if you're not, come over and say hello to me over at Corinth Square at Made in Kansas
City. David Smale.
David will be there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's go ahead. You were going to yell at me about something?
No, will you sign the books, take pictures and stuff?
I'll take pictures, sign,
personalize?
Do just about anything you want me to do.
Wow. Will That's you personalize the books?
Yeah, personalize, okay. You name it.
All right. The over-under is 50.5, and so 28 to 24, you're going to take the over?
I'm not betting the over.
Why? Somebody is. I'm just asking you.
I think.
I took the under. Now I feel stupid. I took the under. I took the Chiefs to cover. And you tell me
no.
Both of those are going to
be
wrong.
You know what? Listen, I lost last night. So I took the Steelers and what they were given points. I can't really remember what it was.
Yeah, 4.5.
How about that touchdown at the end, that defensive touchdown that rocked some people's boats?
Rocked their boats, just like the Charger touchdown rocked some people's boats.
No, that was stupid
too.
I thought it was a pretty happy ending.
That
you like those happy endings, huh?
Tim Grunhard, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. I can't wait to talk to you guys next Friday.
Good luck tonight, Bishop the Asian Rockhurst.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great game. Great, two great schools, great people, great football. Come on out. It'll be no miss deal.
And don't forget to come see me tonight from 7 until 10 o'clock, Macabre Cinema, the Haunted Houses, down in the West Bottoms. Come on down, and we'll have some fun tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.